This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A Denver law firm is suing a utility company over the Aspen Acres fire. The lawsuit alleges that the fire began burning near power lines in an area of the San Isabel National Forest. It claims witnesses saw a fallen tree on a power line followed by an explosion. The lawsuit is seeking damages from the San Isabel Electric Association for four people affected by the fire. Colorado's Democratic U.S. House members voted to end aid to Israel. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The amendment was voted down, but not before Democratic Representatives Jason Crow, Diana DeGette, Joe Neguse, and Brittany Pedersen joined 99 other Democrats to end foreign aid to Israel. In a joint statement, the four said they support Israel's right to exist and defend itself, but, quote, "We should not be giving military aid to any country that does not comply with our own laws and values. The Netanyahu government has failed to meet these standards." While Colorado Democrats were united, the vote showed a divide within the wider Democratic Party over Israel. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Allegations of a massive data breach of genetic information were settled this week. The 23andMe breach, first reported in 2023, affected more than 140,000 Coloradans and millions around the globe. Sensitive data was leaked and in some cases published and sold. As part of the settlement, the plaintiffs on the suit will receive $18 million and Colorado will get a little under $400,000. This is CPR News.